Ngayon ang araw na ikaw ay iaangat ng Diyos. Amen? Sino sa inyo gusto magkaroon ng kingly anointing? Gusto niyo magkaroon ng royal blood in Jesus' name. Amen ba? Today is that day that you God will promote you. But you have to listen to His word. Amen ba? Amen. Alam niyo, it only took 13 seconds. Just 13 seconds para mapatumba ni David si Goliath. Just 13 seconds. But it took 13 years for David to handle King Saul. Madaling magpatumba ng ang kalaban mo ay leon. Madaling magpatumba kung ang kalaban mo oso. Madaling magpatumba kung ang kalaban mo si Godzilla. Pero pag ang kalaban mo, ang kaaway mo, nanay mo, asawa mo, kuya mo, mahirap batuhin ano? Mahirap tiradurin. At yon ang mas matinding challenge for David because that's the way for his promotion. He had to go through 13 years of being a fugitive so that he will reach the pinnacle of royalty. And that's God's message for us today. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, handa ka ba? Ayan. Buksan natin yung mga Bibles natin sa 1 Samuel chapter 24. At basahin natin dito, verse 5 to verse 7. Ang title ng message natin for today is The King's Disposition. Under the main title, Kingly Anointing. 1 Samuel 24. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. David was conscience-stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is an anointed of the Lord." With these words, David sharply rebuked his men. It did not allow them to attack Saul. Pagpalain ng Panginoon kanyang salita, manalangin tayo. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Prepare us, Lord, for royalty. And we know, whether we like it or not, we have to go through this stage, this process in our lives, that we have to deal with unreasonable people. We have to deal with people with issues, people with baggages, people, Lord God, who are hard to please, difficult people. So, Lord, teach us to be more like you in this season of our lives. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen, amen and amen and amen. Okay? Bago ka umupo, sabi mo sa katabi mo, humanda kang masaktan. Baka kaupo na tayo. When you want to do great things for God, you will have great offense. Wala akong narinig na amen ah. Uulitin ko ah. When you want to do great things for God, you will have great offense. Sa Tagalog, kung gusto mong gumawa ng mga dakilang bagay para sa Diyos, humanda-handa ka kasi may haharapin kang offense. Ano yon? Sakit ng kalooban. No? Pagkasugat. You will be offended from all directions. You will be offended by your superior, offended by the people around you, people who are under you, people you work with, people you live with, people who are valuable to you, people who are most important to you. Kaya humanda-handa ka, kapatid, kasi lahat tayo dadaan doon. Sino na dito ang nasaktan? Taas ang kamay. Sino na dito ang nasugatan? Sino na dito ang nabigo? Sino na ditong iniwanan? Sino na dito ang tinalikuran? Sino dito ang walang kaaway? Wala makapagsabi. No? Isang pastor, tinanong yung kongregasyon, sino dito ang walang kaaway? Di tahimik ang lahat. Talagang lahat may kaaway. Maya-maya, may isang matandang nagtaas ang kamay. 90 anyos. Nilapitan ni pastor. Sabi niya, Lola, sa lahat ho sa buong kongregasyon, kayo lang ho yung walang kaaway. Ano pong sikreto ninyo, Lola? Bakit wala kayong kaaway? Ang sabi ng matanda, naku, pastor, patay na mga walang ya. Kaya pala walang kaaway, mga yumao na. Pero tandaan mo, kapatid, haharapin mo, no, ang katotohanan that in this world, there will be a lot of offenses. And in the last days, many will be offended. And most of those who will be offended are Christians. Mas mahirap kang ma-offend ang Christian kasi ang taas ng standard. Mas mahirap ma-offend ang Christian kasi ano, ang taas ng expectations. Mahirap ma-offend no, kapag ka nasa isang Christian community. Why? Kasi iniisip niya, matitino ang mga tao sa loob ng church. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang hindi makabasag pinggan. Yan kaya ang totoo. O tayo ay napepeke lang. No? People may look good. Mukhang mabait, mukhang anghel. Pero deep within, no, people can be difficult. At kahit gano'ng kabait ng tao, magkakaroon ng pagkakataon ano, na masasaktan ka. Hindi man physical, maaaring sa salita, maaaring sa aksyon, maaaring sa tono ng pananalita. At ito pag-uusapan natin ngayon. No? Paano mo haharapin kung ang kalaban mo e boss mo? Araw-araw mong nakikita. Paano mo haharapin kung ang kalaban mo yung teacher mo na binubuli ka kasi Christian ka? Paano mo haharapin kung ang kalaban mo e principal? Kung ang kalaban mo na yung mga taong nasa mataas sa posisyon? Ito'y dinaanan ni David to teach us a lesson so that we can have the king's disposition. Tatlong bagay tungkol sa king's disposition, ang disposisyon ng isang hari. Bagamat si David ay hindi pa umuupo sa trono, siya ho ay pinahira na para maging langis. Pinahira na ng langis para maging hari. So he was anointed king without the throne. Number one, na ingredient, no? When you go through this season of your life of rejection of the people close to you and people that you look up to or people that you respect is humility. You must be humble. David was humble. Yes, he was anointed king, pero hindi siya presumptuous. Nung napatay niya si Goliath, hindi niya sinabing, by the way, ako pala ang susunod na hari. Wala siyang pinost sa FB, next in line. No? O I have, o nung nakaharap niya si King Saul, pwede niyang sabihin kay King Saul, by the way, mahal na hari, ako nga pala ang susunod sa yapak po ninyo. Baka hindi niyo po nalababatid. And please, prepare a room for me in the palace, kasi doon na po ako titira. Nothing, not assuming, no? And he was not even competing with Saul. Saul was totally proud, totally opposite of David. Si Saul walang intindi kundi ang sarili niya. Kung paano siya gugwapo, kung paano siya magiging maganda sa paningin ng mga tao, ang laging iniisip niya yung kanyang sarili. Nagpatayo pa nga ng monumento para sa kanyang sarili. But David was so unassuming. No? We need this kind of attitude. We need to have this kind of disposition, no, during the time that we go through seasons of rejection. Kung napansin ninyo, ang unang ginawa ni King Saul nung mapatay niya si Goliath is he possessed David. Tinanong niya, kaninong anak yan? At tumabati niya kung sinong tatay, sinong magulang ni David. Kinausap niya yung tatay para patirahin na sa palasyo si David para maging armor bearer at maging musician ni King Saul. Later on, Saul became jealous of David. Kasi isang araw habang ginawa niyang commander si David ng kanyang mga sundalo, pag-uwi ni David, dahil maraming napatay ng mga Philistines, nag-aawitan ng mga dalaga. Nagsasayawan at umaawit sila. At ang sabi, si David nakapatay ng 10,000, si Saul nakapatay ng 1,000. And that incensed him. That stirred up jealousy inside of Saul. And the more he became jealous of David, the more he became afraid of David. Si David never thought that he was worthy to marry a princess. At kahit i-demote si David, nung napansin na ni King Saul na medyo umaangat at sumisikat na si David, he began demoting him. From being the commander of the army, he demoted him to become just simply a captain of 1,000. Pero kahit demoted si David, he still did his best. That's the kind of character, that's the kind of attitude that we need. Kaya tayo marami sa mga relationships natin hindi nagpa-prosper. Why? Because we are filled with ourselves. Marami sa mga relasyong magkakaibigan, relasyong mag-asawa, relasyon sa pamilya, hindi nagiging maayos because of pride. Amen ba? Amen. Ano ba ang nasa sentro ng salitang pride? I. It's me. It's I. It's myself. It's my rights. It's my image. It's my reputation. It's me. When we insist on our own rights and our own possession, then that is detrimental to a harmonious relationship. Be humble. Amen? Okay, so that's number one po, mga kapatid. Never assume na ikaw na magiging hari after 1 year. Ang panalangin na lang ni David is, Lord, what you intend for me and when you intend to give it to me. I may not be king for the next few years, but when you intend to give that to me, then I will really praise you. So pray not for big things, but pray for what God intends for you. Pangalawa, hindi lang humble ang disposition, but hopeful. Sabi mo, hopeful. David never gave up on humanity. David never gave up on King Saul. Hindi siya sumusuko sa kalalagayan ng mga tao. In fact, ang mga naakit at nabighani ni David na sumama sa kanya ay ang mga taong 3D, in distress, in debt, at discontented. So, ginadari niya lahat ng mga taong may mga problema sa utang, may problema sa relasyon, may mga problema sa sarili, mga misfits, mga social outcasts. He gathered them, no? And they rallied behind David, but he never rallied his people to overthrow the government of King Saul. Kahit parang seemingly mga rebelde yung nakuha ni David, he was able to transform these rebels into mighty men. Grabe. Hindi lang yon, his staunch opponents became his avid supporters. Yung kanyang kuya, si Eliab, si Shama, si Abinadab, they all became the mighty men of David. Noong una, di ba, he was being bullied by his own brothers. Hindi naniniwala mga kapatid niya sa kanya. Yung mga haters niya became his mighty men. Because he was filled with hope that people will change. Naniniwala ka pa ba na may pag-asa pa yung asawa mo? Wala na. Wala akong marinig na amen eh. Tingin mo ba may pag-asa pa yung asawa mo? Kung hindi ka maka-amen, sabihin mo na lang aray. King Saul was so unreasonable. King Saul was a difficult person to deal with. And yet, David was filled with mercy. Because his heart was filled with hope that something will change this man. Hindi pa rin siyang nagsawang magtiwala na maaaring magbago si King Saul. Anong sikreto ni David? Merciful. He was merciful. He was hopeful. Anong sabi sa Matthew chapter 5 verse 5? Blessed are the merciful. Sabi mo nga, merciful. Sabi mo, blessed. Mapala daw yung maawain. Merciful. Bakit? Sapagkat sila'y lubos na kaaawaan. The merciful will be rich in mercy. If you are merciful to people, then God will be merciful to you. Ibig sabihin, He will supply you with mercy every day. Yung mercy mo na pang Linggo, hindi niya gagamitin ng Lunes. Kasi merong sariling mercy na pang Lunes. Merong mercy na pang Martes, hindi mo pwedeng gawin, gamitin ng Wednesday yon. Bakit? Paggising mo kasi ng Thursday, magugulat ka, the mercy of God is new again. Every day it is being renewed. God's mercy abounds. It is being renewed every day to those who are merciful. Kaya mapalad ang mapagpatawad. Amen. Amen ba? Galit na yata kayo sa akin. Kasi sometimes we think yung mapagpatawad mahina. Sometimes iniisip natin, ah, nagpatawad agad siya kasi mahina ang loob niya eh. Talunan kasi. Hindi niya inilalaban yung kanyang karapatan. Sometimes kapag may mga tao nagpatawad, iniisip natin, they are weak. People, when they forgive, because they're weak. Sa totoo lang, ano mas mahirap? No? Yung magpatawad o yung patawarin? Ikaw ang patawarin o ikaw ang magpatawad? Ano mas mahirap? Mas mahirap yung ano? Magpatawad. Why? Sino ang mas dakila? Yung giver o yung receiver? Di ba yung giver ang mas dakila kaysa dun sa tumatanggap? So, ang forgiver mas dakila kaysa dun sa recipient of forgiveness. Kaya when you forgive, you are the stronger person. Amen ba? Amen. So, handa ka na bang magpatawad? Ha? Galing sa ilong. Amen. 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 Si pastor naman eh, ganda na nung mensahe nung isang linggo eh. Ngayon naman eh, ako naman ang tinitira. Nung isang linggo, tinitira natin si Gulayat eh. No? Ngayon ang tinitira, ikaw. Why? Because we have issues. No, we should be merciful. We should be hopeful. No? And we should be able to forgive. Why? Because forgiveness is God's will. Forgiveness is God's will. Can we show this video? A short video clip. One time blind. Pakinggan lang natin ito. Okay, salamat sa video.
Laura.
Hey, Lord.
So, how did it go with Kat? Did you talk to her?
Oh, well, Lord, not exactly.
Did you forgive her?
Well, Lord, I mean, I was just thinking, like, why should I forgive her?
Because I asked you to.
Well, yeah, I know you did, Lord, but why?
Well, you shouldn't have to know why, just that I asked you to do it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, Lord. I mean, you don't understand the situation. Kathleen has an attitude problem.
Laura, you believe that I know what is best for you and for Kat?
Well, yeah, Lord.
Then you'll do this.
But Lord...
This is no different than when I've asked you to do anything else.
Yes, this is, Lord. This is way different.
When I asked you to quit your job, you quit.
Well, Well, of course, Lord, but I didn't like my job, so I was happy to leave, you know? I mean, this is way different. Okay, Lord, you know what? I've got an idea. How about we give it a week and I'll pray about it?
I'll give you my answer now.
But Lord...
Look, Kat's coming by here very soon.
She's coming by here?
Yes,
well, let's go.
Now's your chance to talk to her. I want you to forgive
Lord,
her.
Lord, you don't understand.
Hey! It's been like 2 weeks since we've had coffee.
Oh, it has.
We should totally get together this week.
Oh, wow, I can't do that. I am so busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how about next week?
Well, you know, actually, I don't think it's going to happen for a while.
Oh, well, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's great.
Uh-huh. All right. I guess I'll just see you later then.
Bye. Lord, did you hear that attitude?
I thought you were going to forgive her.
I thought you said we could wait a week, Lord.
No, you said that.
Okay, Lord, you're being unreasonable, okay? Why don't you just go talk to Kathleen and have her come to me and ask for my forgiveness?
Laura, you need to obey. I want you to forgive Kat.
But Lord...
Why do you keep calling me Lord? You won't even do what I ask.
Yeah, di ba? Why do you even call me Lord? You don't even do what I tell you to do, di ba? So forgiveness is God's command. It is commanded by the Lord for you to forgive. Hindi ito suggestion, hindi ito option. This is God's will. Forgive. Di ba? Araw-araw natin pinapanalangin yan, Lord, patawarin mo ako sa aking mga kasalanan, kagaya ng pagpapatawad ko sa kasalanan ng iba. You know, alam mo, para patawarin ka ng Panginoon, that's conditional to your forgiving the person who hurt you. Conditional yun. So kung hindi ka magiging merciful sa ibang tao, God will withhold His forgiveness to you. Sa totoo lang, mas madaling gumante. Mas masarap gumante. Mas masarap makagante. Di ba? Sabi nga ng iba, I don't get mad, I just get even. Hindi ako nagagalit. No? Ako'y gumaganti lang. No? Parang yung babae na magkausap sila nung kaibigan niya. Sabi niya, pag nag-aaway kayo ng mister mo, at nagagalit ang mister mo sa'yo at binubulyawan ka ng mister mo, paano mo hinahandle yun? Eh, simple lang. Sabi niya gano'n, naglilinis ako ng CR. Ano naman ang kinalaman ng paglilinis mo ng CR? Paano nakakatulong yung paglilinis mo ng CR sa galit mo? Eh, ginagamit ko yung toothbrush niya. She doesn't get mad, but she gets even. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, you have to forgive. You have to forget. Alam mo yung mga sundalo ni David, nung nandun sila sa, nagkataon, alam mo yung fugitive si David eh. For 13 years, takbo siya ng takbo. Alam mo kung fugitive ka, kung ikaw takas, parang tumatakas ka sa mahal na hari na humahabol sa'yo, you should travel light. Tama? Kaya si David, hindi siya nagkikerry ng mga baggages kasi fugitive siya eh. Kaya he traveled light. Kaya nung sinabi ng mga sundalo sa kanya, alam niyo, nakita niyo naman yung film kanina, di ba? Si Saul ay pumasok sa yungib kung saan doon nagtatago sila David. At nung makita ng mga sundalo, mga tauhan ni David, ang sabi sa kanya, Captain, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it when you kill. Di ba? Ang sabi ng mga sundalo, di ba yan ang sabi ng Lord sa'yo? You will be the king, and today is that day. Now is the time. Sabi ni Lord. Ang tindi nun, ano? Yung mga cheering squad ni David, ginagamit yung salita ng Diyos, at ginagamit pa ang tinig ng Diyos para maghiganti si David. Sabi niya, panahon na, ito na yung time. Huwag na tayo magpalikat-likat pa. No? Siguro sabi ng mga sundalo, David naman, pagod na kaming humiga sa matigas na mga bato. Namimiss na namin yung aming mga may bahay, ang aming mga anak. Utasin na natin to, tapusin mo na. Ito na ang pagkakataon. But you know what David did? He went to King Saul, he lifted his hand not to kill, Saul, but to cut just a portion of the hem of King Saul's robe. He never laid a hand on King Saul. Actually, nung pinutol niya yung laylayan, na-consciensya siya agad eh. Sabi niya, mali itong ginawa ko kasi parang nung pagkakaputol nung laylayan, it's a way of playing sport or, alam mo yun, yung para maging katawa-tawa si King Saul eh. Yung pagkakaputol na gayon was intended to insult the king. Kaya nga na-consciensya itong si David, ba't ko ba nagawa? Dapat hindi ko pinutol yung laylayan ng kanyang damit. At diretso sinabihan niya yung kanyang mga tao, doon siya nag-confess. Alam mo, ginawa ni David, he confessed his guilt to his men. I feel guilty. What I did was wrong. Inamin niyang mali ang kanyang ginawa sa harapan ng kanyang 600 men. Kaya mo ba yon? Aminin mo na nagkamali ka? Maraming mga boss, hindi umaamin ng pagkakamali. Maraming mga tatay, mga nanay, hindi umaamin ng pagkakamali. Basta mahalaga akong nasa posisyon. But David was able to confess his sins sa harapan ng kanyang mga mighty men. He humbled himself. At nung lumabas na si King Saul, hinabol niya si King Saul, at anong ginawa niya? He prostrated himself. Hindi niya sinabi na walang yakang hari. No? Ba't mo ko hinahabol? No, lumuhod siya at ang sabi niya, Your Majesty, with all honor and respect. And then he began confronting. Misa kasi iniisip mo, pagka nagpatawad ka, tahimik ka na lang. Sometimes you know you suffer in silence. No, ibang dahil naman ako'y Kristiyano, hayaan ko na lang ako'y api-apihin. Ako naman ay Kristiyano, eh bayaan mo na lang si Lord ang gumante. Hindi na lang ako magsasalita. David was not like that. He forgave King Saul, but he confronted the king. He never remained silent. He confronted the king with the facts. Sabi niya, ba't ka nagpapaniwala, mahal na hari, sa mga sabi-sabi ng mga tao na gusto kitang patayin, ngayon nakita mong totoo, hindi. So he confronted the king with the facts, with the truth. It's not wrong, no, to be outspoken, to tell what's right. It's not wrong na magsalita ka in defense of yourself. Pero mahalaga, you get yourself out of the equation by forgiving. Amen? Hindi mo magagawang i-confront yung isang tao with truth and facts if you yourself is inside the equation. Ibig sabihin, kung masama ang loob mo, hindi mo magagawa yun eh. Magagawa mo lang i-confront ang isang tao sa mali niyang ginagawa kung ikaw sa iyong puso, no, ay wala kang anumang kinikimkim na sama ng loob. Unfortunately, may mga tao na galit sa mundo, galit sa mga tao na, yung iba nga, galit pa sa mga taong patay na. Patay na, kinamumuhian pa. Remember this, if you're tied to your history, you will never reach your destiny. Kung wala kang binabalikan, kundi yung nakaraan, yung ginawa nung kumpare mo, yung ginawa nung boss mo sa'yo, yung ginawa nung mga tao, kung yung lagi mong binabalikan, yung nawala sa'yo, yung mga taon na nasayang sa'yo, kung yung lagi mong binabalikan, nangihinayang ka, sayang, you will never reach your destiny. Forgive and then move forward. Amen? Sino bang ang nahihirapan pag hindi ka nagpatawad? Minsan nga, yung kinagagalitan mo, kinaiinisan mo, nakakatulog pa ng mahimbing. Kumakain ng masarap. Ikaw yung napupuyat, ikaw yung may insomnia, ikaw yung di makatulog. Ikaw yung may hypertension. Bakit? Ikaw yung hindi nagpapatawad. There was a story in Singapore. This is a true story. Si Kelvin, isang 17-year-old boy, ay nag-drive ng kanyang kotse, lasing. Nakabangga siya ng bata, patay. Dinimanda siya ng mga magulang nung batang namatay. Makukulong na siya, no? Pero dahil 17 years old, ano, ang sabi sa kanya, mayroon lang period na kailangan siyang dumaan sa juvenile restoration. Pero he has to pay 1.936 million Singapore dollars. Yun ang babayaran ni Kelvin for the homicide or murder. Pero dahil nag-usap yung pamilya nung namatayan, sige, ganito na lang gagawin natin. Hindi ka na namin sisigilin ng 1.936 million US dollars. Ang babayaran mo na lang, 936 Singapore dollars. Kaya lang, susulat mo sa cheque, $1 per week. Every week, susulat ka ng $1, ipapangalan mo sa amin, at dadalin mo dito for the next 18 years. Ang ginawa ni Kelvin, sumulat ng cheque, 936 checks. Dalawang kahon. Dala-dala niya yung dalawang kahon ng cheque doon sa bahay. Nung namatayan, tinanggihan ng magulang. Sabi, hindi. Araw-araw mo o linggo-linggo mong dadalin sa amin yung cheque na 1 Singapore dollars. To remind you of your offense. Ang tanong, sino ang nakakulong talaga? Si Kelvin ba o yung magulang na namatayan? Imagine nyo, they will force Kelvin to suffer for the next 18 years, no? Just for that offense. Kaya kapatid, napakahalaga na magpatawad ka para lumaya eh. Dito sa puso mo, nakakulong eh. Nakakulong yung kinagagalitan mo, kinamumuhian mo eh, di ba? Nakakulong yun eh. Ba't hindi mo palayain? At pag pinalaya mo yung nakakulong dito, magugulat ka pag lumingon yun, ang nakakulong pala, hindi siya ang nakakulong, ikaw. Sikuhin mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo sa kanya, let it go. Amen. Amen o aray? May the Lord speak to us through this. No? Sa totoo lang, forgiveness is way, way easier. Forgiveness is much, much easier than math. Bakit? Math is hard. Sino dito paborito math? Sabi ng Lord, kung hindi ka marunong magpatawad, matuto ka mag-multiply. 70 times 7. Kamot ka ng ulo. Ano ba yung 70 times 7? Yun ang sabi ng Lord. If you cannot forgive, multiply. Kaya ako nagpastor kasi mahina ako sa math. Pero 70 times 7, ibig sabihin nun, you have to forgive, no, 490 times in a day. Ang ibig lang sabihin nun, you have to forgive unlimited, only forgiveness. Una, forgiveness is God's will. Pangalawa, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a gift. Be generous to yourself. Kasi kung hindi ka marunong magpatawad, no, you are the one taking the toll. You are the one suffering. You are the one on the suffering end. Forgiveness is surrendering the right to retaliate against someone who has hurt you. No. Kaya don't take offense. Simple truth, offense is taken, not given. Don't take offense. Huwag mong sambutin yung mga offense. Okay? At number 3, forgiveness is the gateway to your promotion. Maraming sa atin hindi ka ma-promote-promote. Maraming sa atin hindi ka maangat-angat sa buhay. Maraming sa atin may pumipigil sa iyo. Palagay ko ang isang naka lubid sa iyo o nakabalakid sa iyo o nakagapos sa iyo yung espiritu ng kapaitan at hindi pagpapatawad. Sometimes you're wondering, ano bang nangyayari sa buhay ko? Ba't hindi ako maasenso? Ba't hindi ako napopromote? Ba't hindi ako umaalagwa? Ba't hindi ako lumilipad? Bakit na-stuck na lang ako dito? Why? Because in your heart, there is the stronghold of bitterness. Forgiveness is the gateway to your promotion. Kaya para kay David, he was misunderstood, he was rejected, he was demoted, na politika pa, pinabayaan, tinugis pa. But he learned to forgive. Kaya kung marunong ka magpatawad, ito yung magpapalaya sa'yo eh. So that you can reach your purpose, you can fulfill your purpose, and you can reach your destiny. May mga karamdaman na hindi gumagaling. Tanungin niyo ako bakit? Kasi minsan may kapaitan sa puso. May mga karamdaman na gagaling lang kapag nagpalaya ka ng mga taong nakakulong sa iyong puso. Kaya kapatid, ito na yung panahon, no? Huwag mo nang patagalin. It's not tomorrow, it's today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Number three. Number one is humble. David was humble. That's the king's disposition. Pangalawa, he was hopeful. No, hindi siya sumuko at hindi siya naniniwala siya na mayroon pa rin pagkakataong mabago ang isang tao. May pag-asa pa. No? Amen ba? Kung yung criminal nga eh, 'di ba? May pag-asa. Ikaw pa kaya? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, ikaw pa kaya? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, may pag-asa ka pa. Pangatlo is honorable. Honorable. No? Honorable. Honor begets honor. When you know how to honor people, how to honor the people up there, the people down there, your colleagues, if you know how to give honor to whom honor is due, then that's the kingly anointing. Nung tinanong siya, sino ka ba? David, ang sabi kasagot niya, I am the son of my father Jesse. He recognizes dad. Kahit yung dad niya, hindi bilib sa kanya, pinapakilala niya yung tatay niya. He honored people under him, like the 600 misfits. He honored people on his level, like Jonathan. And he honored the king. At nakita nga natin how he bowed low before King Saul, despite the fact that King Saul was the one trying to harm and kill him. But he bowed low before his hunter and said, Your Majesty. He honored Saul and Jonathan in their death. Nung namatay si Saul saka si Jonathan, hindi siya magpapiesta tayo, namatay ang mga walang yakong kalaban. Magpapakain ako. Walang ganun eh. Nung namatay si King Saul, namatay si Jonathan, nagluksa si David, he composed a song even to give honor to King Saul. Ibig sabihin, totoo yung pag-o-honor niya, hindi pakitang tao lang. Yung pag-o-honor niya kay King Saul, totoong galing sa puso. Kasi nanangis siya nung namatay yung hari. Hindi siya natuwa sa kapahamakan ng ibang tao. Hindi siya natuwa sa kapahamakan ng mga kaaway niya. Bagkus, pinagluksa niya ito. He honored Saul by blessing one of his grandchildren like Mephibosheth. Sa panahon natin ngayon, kasi dito sa ating bansa, libangan na lang ang manlibak ng mga pinuno. Alam mo yun, parang usong-uso, it's a fad, it's a fashion, it's fashionable na magsalita ng mga negatibo sa Pangulo, magsalita ng negatibo sa mga namumuno. Parang Usong-uso. It's cool to speak, criticize people in authority. But not David. He never lifted a hand, and he did not even lift a finger or even say something negative against King Saul. If you want the kingly anointing, you must have honor in your heart. Kung ikaw ay nasa kumpanya, you honor your boss. Kung ikaw ay nasa pamilya, you honor your parents. If you're next in line, kung ikaw ang susunod na CEO, there is no reason to criticize yung predecessor mo at sabihin mo, mas magaling ako doon sa nauna. Sometimes, you know, we try to put people down so that we can look good. Pagkaroon nagkaroon ng eleksyon sa school, gusto mo maging presidente ng student council. So anong iniisip mo? Gusto ko mas maging magaling ako doon sa naunang student council president. So you'll begin to criticize your predecessor. That's not good. That's not a kingly anointing. You must have mutual respect. Kung ikaw man ang next in line, you must have respect for your predecessor. You must have respect for your soon coming successor. Respect and honor. You honor people. You honor your spouse. Even your spouse is unreasonable. You respect your parents. Even if your parents ay lasengo, nager, you still respect them. If you want long life, honor your parents. Honor people in authority. That's equivalent to that promise of honor life. And then dahil you're honorable, you pay good for evil. Yan ang kabilin-bilinan ni Apostle Pablo sa Romans chapter 12. Anong sabi doon? Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Diba? Naalala ko nung sinabi ni Anton kay Andeng, masama siyang ama. No, referring to Tirso Cruz, yung tatay niya. Masama siyang ama. Pero nasagot ni Andrea, pero mabuti kang anak. Tama? Sabi ni Anton, yung tatay niya, masama siyang ama. Pero sabi ni Andrea, pero mabuti kang anak. Iba ka sa tatay mo. Amen? So kahit minamaltrato ka, kahit ang tingin, ang hindi maganda ang pakikitungo sa iyo ng ibang tao, pero iba ka eh. Hindi ka kagaya nila. Amen ba? You don't pay evil for good. Hindi ka gumagante ng masama sa mabubuting ginagawa, but you pay good for evil. Tuloy natin ang basa in Romans chapter 12. Ano pang pagkakasabi dyan? Okay, basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Wow. Huwag mong gantihan ng masama ang mabuti. Bagkus, gantihan mo ng mabuti ang masama. Kapag nakita mo ang iyong kaaway na nagugutom, pakainin mo. Kung siya'y nauuhaw, painumin mo. Overcome evil with good. And let God have the final say. Let Him avenge you. Huwag mong igante ang iyong sarili. Iganti mo, ihayaan mo ang Diyos ang gumanti para sa iyo. That's exactly what David said or what David told to King Saul. God will punish you for what you're doing to me, but I will not lift a hand. But I will in no way harm you. But God will put you to judgment. God will avenge me against you. Pero hindi manggagaling sa akin yun. But instead of killing Saul, he spared his life. Bakit ba sinasabi ng Panginoon na, kasi pagka ginawan mo ng mabuti, yung mabuti, at ginawan mo ng masama, yung masama, you're like an echo. Di ba? Para ka lang salamin, nagbatuhan lang kayo. Mabuti ginawa sa'yo, gagawin mo rin ng mabuti. Ginawan ka ng masama, di gantihan mo rin ng masama. Ano ka? Echo. Umaalingaw-ngaw ka lang. Wala kang standard. Pero pagka ginawa mo yung mabuti ginawa sa'yo, pinalitan mo ng masama, ay, ikaw naman eh, halang ang kaluluwa. Tampalasan ka naman nun. Ginawan ka ng mabuti, ginantihan mo ng masama. Pero pagka ginantihan mo ng mabuti yung masama, you're truly a child of God. Amen ba? Bakit sinasabi ng Panginoon na kapag ka sinampal ka sa kanan, ibigay mo yung kaliwa? Bakit sinasabi ng Lord, pag pinuwersa kang lumakad ng isang milya, natapos mo yung isang milya, maglakad ka pa uli ng isa pang milya? Bakit ganun ang sinabi ng Lord? Ibig bang sabihin nun, magpaapi ka. Yun ba yun? Magpakadormat ka. Ikaw ay maging sadomasochist. Yung habang ikay sinasaktan, ikay natutuwa. No? Habang ikaw ay sinusunog, habang ikaw ay binubugbog, masayang-masaya ka. Hindi tayo mga sadomasochist na mga Kristiyano. Pero anong ibig sabihin no na sinampal ka sa kanan, bigay mo yung kaliwa? And mind you, kapag sinampal ka sa kanan, tama, pag sinampal ka sa kanan, anong pinangsampal sa'yo? Kung sinampal ka sa kanan, ang pinansampal sa'yo, kaliwa, tama? Tama, di ba? Tama, di ba? Tama ba yun? Pagka sinampal... Teka, ha? Mananampal lang ako. Di ba, pagka kaliwa, pag sinampal ka sa kaliwa, di ba? Ay, kanan, di ba, kanan. Ang panampal sa'yo, kaliwa, eh, di ba? Parang... Actually, pagkakatampal dito, hindi ganun. Ang gamit doon, kanan. Ang sampal pa ganun. Which is mas humiliating. No? Mas ano yun eh, mas degrading. Yung sampaling ka ng ganito, hindi naman sa okay yun. Hindi rin okay yun. No? Pero mas degrading yung sinampal ka ng patalikod. Yung ganun. Pak. Grabe ng pagkamuhi at pagkapuot sa'yo nun. Na pagka daw sinampal... Pag sinampal ka daw, ihirap mo pa yung kaliwa, ito pa! Ganun ba yun? Ano ba ibig sabihin nun? Is that how literal it should be? Kapag sinampal ka, ibigay mo rin yung kaliwa. Actually, ang ibig lang sabihin nun, mga kapatid, that's a figure of speech. Ang ibig lang sabihin nito, ganito. You determine the ending. You have the final say. You determine the outcome. Pagka kasi sinampal ka, sino nag-dictate? Siya. Natapos ang storya, sino ang may huling salita? Siya. Natapos ang kwento, sino ang nagbigay ng tuldok? Siya. Eh, pinalakad ka ng isang milya. Di tapos na. Sabi mo sa kanya, that's your story. But I want to end my story. And my story is I will walk another mile. That's the way I want to end it. Me on top. Not you dictating the game. Not you, no, determining the outcome. It will be me who will gain the upper hand. That's the meaning of forgiveness. I'm on top of the situation. I am an overcomer. Kaya nga sabi, overcome evil with good. You are on top. You are the one taking control. Hindi ikaw yung kinokontrol. Kapag may kapahitan ka sa puso, ikaw ang kinokontrol eh. Hindi ka makatulog. Hindi ka makakain. Diba? Ikaw ang kinokontrol. Ikaw ang nakabilanggo. Pero gusto ng Panginoon, makalaya ka. matuto ka magpatawad, no? So that in the end, you gain the upper hand. And you will have the benefit and the blessing of forgiving. Meaning, giving is greater than receiving. And so, you will truly be like a child of God, no? In giving out forgiveness. There was a shocking story that I heard a couple of decades ago. Really shocking. Kasi a pastor was in the Bible study, left his daughter in the home, 15 years old. At yung bahay nila, pinasok ng mga masasamang tao. And the 15-year-old girl was raped. Gang rape. The family was devastated. The pastor was devastated. I said, yeah, how can this happen to me as a pastor? I'm serving the Lord. And the girl was devastated. Actually, hindi ko naman alam yung buong storya, but when I heard it, I was devastated. Kasi kamanggagawa akong pastor. Tapos ganun ang naranasan. Sabi ko, kung sa amin mangyayari yan, hindi ko alam kung anong gagawin ko. Ano pang future meron sa pamilya na to? Ano pang future meron sa bata na ito? Will there be hope for this family? Ngayon, yung rapist was apprehended. Nahuli. Nakulong. But the amazing thing that this family did was to forgive. Hindi naman makalaya sa kulungan. Nakakulong pa rin. But they forgive. They decided to let go of the offense. And I just read a story, same this case na to, na sabi nga ng testimony ng pastor, yung dalagita, hindi niya rin alam kung paano niyang sasamsamin ang kanyang buhay, kung may future pa siya, kung meron pa siyang kinabukasan. Pero sabi niya, alam niyo kung ano, paano siya naka-go through this ordeal? Because of the love of his father, the pastor who took care of her, walked with her, was with her, spent time with her. Anyway, to make the long story short, last January, we were in CCF, and me and my wife attended yung Discipleship Congress, and then may mga divided sessions. And then I attended a session about family. And the speaker was a couple. At umarinig ko, the name of the girl, the lady, the woman who was speaking, was the same name. Sabi ko, siya kaya yon? And then anyway, habang kinukwento nila yung kanilang buhay, medyo na daanan niya ng konti yon. And then it was confirmed, siya nga yon. The girl that was raped when she was 15. When I saw her, this January, she's amazing. No traces of what happened decades ago. She's so beautiful. She's animated. She's so cheerful. She's full of life. She's married to a handsome, intelligent, very talented husband. And they have four wonderful children. Beautiful children. Sabi ko, Lord, it's so amazing. Your grace is so amazing. Wala kang makikitang trace of bitterness. Wala kang makikitang trace of, you know, the bad, the dark past. That's the power of forgiveness. And sometimes you think, wala nang pag-asa, di ba? Sometimes isipin mo, ano pang future nitong pamilya na to? Ano pang future nitong bata na to? And you will be amazed of how amazing our God is. He is our great Redeemer. Amen? Amen ba? The great Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. I don't know about anything in the future. Magkakaproblema ba in the future? Yeah. Magkakaroon ba ng mga setbacks? Yes. Pagka ba nagtangka akong gumawa ng isang malaking project, pwedeng babigo ako? Yeah. Pero bakit tinutuloy ko kung ano man yung gustong ipagawa ng Panginoon kahit mabibigo? Because I know I have a Redeemer. Sometimes you are afraid of your family, you're afraid of your kids, something might happen to your kids, something might happen to your house, something might happen to your spouse, something might happen to your property. Minsan punong-puno tayo ng takot, punong-puno ka ng anxiety, ng worry, na baka mapahamak ang anak ko, mapahamak ang aking kabiyak, mapahamak ang mga mahal ko sa buhay. Bakit ka natatakot? Wala bang Diyos na kayang tumubos? Bakit pinupuno ka ng pangamba sa iyong puso? Whatever happens, no, we have a loving God and a God who can turn things around for you, for your good. Kaya kapatid, sabi ko kanina, if God wants you to do amazing things, He will give you great offenses. Brace yourselves. Because kung meron kang mabibigat, na sugat, mabibigat, na sakit sa puso, kasi inihanda ka ng Panginoon sa isang matinding gawain na ikaw lang ang makagagawa. But you have to overcome. Amen? How do you overcome then? Let me share 5 simple steps. No? 5 simple steps. Number 1, steps to forgiveness, wellness, and royalty. Number 1, deal with your personal pain. Deal with your personal pain. Acknowledge your personal vulnerability. Huwag mong sabihin na, sinaktan mo ako. No. Ikaw ang may kagagawan kung bakit nagkagulo-gulo ang buhay ko. Ikaw. So, you're fixing the blame. You're pointing your finger. Instead of saying, you hurt me, sabihin mo na lang yung totoo. I was hurt. Nasaktan ako. So, you become responsible for your feelings. You do not make other people responsible for the mess in your life. Hindi ka naghahanap ng masisisi. Hindi ka naghahanap ng pagbubuntunan ng sisi sa nangyayari sa iyong buhay. You take responsibility. I am responsible for my feelings. I was hurt. No? Kasi kapag sinabi mong, you hurt me, ang tanong, magbabago kaya yon pag sinabi mo yon? Sinaktan mo ako, magbabago ba siya? Hindi siya magbabago. Kasi nililipat mo yung responsibilidad sa sarili mo sa kanya. So why not assume the responsibility? I was hurt. I am hurting. I am in pain. So I am responsible for my emotion. Number 2, develop thick skin. Pakapalin mo ang iyong balat. Pakitampal nga yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, dapat makapal. Hindi pwedeng matitisurin. Amen ba? Taas nga ang kanang kamay. Taas po ang kanang kamay. Taas po, mataas ang mataas. Patong mo sa balikat na nasa kanan mo, sabi mo, huwag kang matampuhin. Taas mo ang kaliwang kamay mo. Kaliwa naman, kaliwa. Patong mo sa balikat na nasa kaliwa mo, sabi mo, sa'yo lang naman ako nagtatampo. Ang isang problema ng mga Kristiyano, matampuhin. Maliit na bagay, madaling masaktan, madaling mapikon, madaling masugatan, madaling umaray. Brother, sister, grow up! Number 3, drain your heart of toxic emotions. Linisin mong puso mo, palinis mo sa Panginoon, tanggalin ang mga emosyon na hindi maganda, kagaya ng ano, paghihigante. Yung merong kang lihim na kagalakan na nabalitaan mong nalugi ang negosyo ng umaaway sa iyo. Lihim kang natutuwa. Ipanalangin mo sa Diyos, tanggalin ng Diyos sa puso mo at ikaw mismo ang mag-alis nung lihim na kagalakan ng kapahabakan ng ibang tao. Amen ba? Drain your heart. Let God avenge you, not you yourself. Number four, deliver the offender out of prison. Palayain mo na yung mga taong kinulong mo sa iyong puso. Palayain mo na. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, palayain mo na. At panghuli, direct your eyes on God. Direct your eyes on God. Direct your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Kung meron mang magsasabi na unfair, unjust, hindi makatarungan ang nangyari, si Jesus yun, doon sa krus. Pero anong namutawi sa kanyang labi? Ama, patawarin mo sila sapagkat hindi nila nalalaman ang kanila mga ginagawa. That's our perfect example. He forgave us. Sino ba sa atin ang walang kasalanan? Lahat naman meron. Hindi nga lang alam yung iba. Pero lahat tayo may mga kasalanan. Pinatawad ka ba ng Diyos? Yes. Kung tayo napatawad ng Diyos, bakit hindi tayo matutong magpatawad ng iba? Lalo na mga mahal mo sa buhay. Kaya today is the day not to kill your opponent, but to forgive your enemy. Love your enemy. Amen? Amen? Sabi mo sa kaaway mo, I love you. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, I love you. Baka kasi yung katabi mo, kalaban mo eh. Kasi sabi ng Lord, love your enemies. Amen? If you have these dispositions, humility, hope, and honor, you're on your way to royalty. You're on your way to promotion. You're on your way to your flight. And you will go places just like David. Amen? Sige, yumuko tayong lahat mga kapatid. Let's just pray. Sa oras na ito, nangusap ang Panginoon sa iyo, marahil kapatid. Kumusta na ang iyong puso? Tumitibok pa ba? Malambot pa ba? O tumigas na? Kumusta ang iyong buhay? Masaya ka ba? Is that the kind of life that you dream of? Or you think there could be more? There could be more. You're still young. But what's happening? No? Parang, alam mo yun, na-stuck ka. Di na umandar ang buhay mo. Di na umandar ang karir mo. Nabalaho ka. Wala nang nangyari sa ministry mo. Plateau. Why? Well, probably, ang puso mo nilingkis ng kapaitan. Marahil merong mga mahal mo sa buhay na kumukontrol sa'yo. Not really physically controlling you, but loved ones who control you emotionally. Dragging you emotionally because they're taking charge. You're taking hold of the offense. You're harboring that offense in your heart. Yung sama ng loob, yung sugat, inaalagaan mo. Panahon na para palayain mo yung sarili. Give yourself a gift. Forgive. Alam mo, pag nagpatawad ka, panalo ka. At pag pinatawad ka, panalo ka rin. Pero pag hindi ka nagpatawad, talo. Walang mananalo. And now is the time to settle things. First, you ask God to help you forgive. Forgiveness is not an emotional decision. You may not feel like doing it, pero inutos ng Lord eh. You have to do it. Kung gusto mong lubos ang makalaya, you have to forgive. Kung sino sa atin dito nagsabi, Pastor, I want to forgive, but I'm having a hard time. Kasi siguro, kapatid, hindi ko alam kung anong nangyari sa'yo. I didn't know what happened to you. Hindi ko alam kung anong gano'ng katindi yung dinanas mo sa buhay, sa kamay ng mga taong umapi sa'yo at umabuso sa'yo. I was not there. I have no idea what you went through. I was not there when your father left you. I was not there when your mother hurt you. I was not there when you were abused. Wala ako dun. Nung inabuso ka sexually, when you were abused physically, when you were abused verbally, I was not there. I had no idea what you went through. But the Lord knows. And you don't need to suffer for long. You don't need to suffer in pain. You don't need to endure the torture. You can be set free. Your family can be set free. You and your spouse can be set free if only you will allow God to heal you. Are you wounded? Are you offended? Are you hurt? Can you just lift your hand? Be honest to the Lord. Lord, please help me. Help me. Offended po talaga ako. Help me, Lord. Hurting ako. Aminin mo sa Lord, Lord, I'm hurting. Hurting ako sa ginawa ng anak ko. Hurting ako sa ginawa ng asawa ko sa akin. Hurting ako, I'm in pain, Lord, because of what other people did to me. I'm in pain, please. Pastor, please help me. Help me pray. Can you just raise your hand? Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The spirit of healing is in this place. God heals. Amen. The Lord sees you.